What's up, cave dwellers? Okay, we got a special edition of Warped Vinyl today. For the first time ever, we got a guest in the studio.
Oh, shit.
That's right.
Something new for 2021.
In case you didn't know what year it was.
Yeah.
Anyways, we got a guest, like I said, and it's our homie. You know him. You love him. It's Señor Teddy.
Oh, shit.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Yeah.
I almost forgot we're in 2021. I've been partying like it's 1999.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been partying like it was 2019. Oh, hell yeah. Before Corona. Yeah, but anyways.
BC.
Yeah, BC.
We're not going to say before Christ no more. We're going to say before Corona because that's the only shit I remember.
Yeah.
But so why don't you tell us what album you brought in today?
Well, guys, today I brought you a little fun punk rock band out of Orange County.
Okay.
Basically a cover band. Cover songs of punk songs, but done in a Latino way. The band's called the Manic Hispanic.
So, all right. So this is kind of giving me like Max Sabbath vibes.
A little bit.
But in a different, a different genre, different
flavor.
How did you hear about this band?
Actually, back in the day when I was working at Disney, one of the guys turned me on to it.
Oh, okay.
It's just a fun band, just to go out and fucking.
So you could kind of say that this is, instead of just regular drive-through, this is like Spanish fast food.
Yeah, this is Alberto's. This is not
It's not. This is burritos, not Big Macs.
Yeah. Orange County, I'll go with Pepe's.
Oh, that's right. It's Pepe's like everywhere.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
They got Pepe's like McDonald's?
No, they got Pepe's like Alberto's over here in Hawaii. Right. Yeah.
That's how you know the county line. It goes from Alberto's to Pepe's.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, let's go ahead and pop this record on. This is going to be my first time listening to it, so I'm kind of excited.
Yeah, same here. So let's pop this vinyl.
Real quick, it's on Guacamole Green Vinyl, guys.
Guacamole Green Vinyl. Damn. Hey,
you know, we got to start doing that. If we got a special color one, we got to let them know.
Oh, okay. Is it a special gram or anything, or just guacamole
green?
No,
just guacamole green.
All right, cool.
All right, let's get into it.
Get that chips and dip.
Here we go.
No more. What do you say? No mentado, man. So since this is your album, you can do the commentary. Go ahead, Joe Rogan. Who we have next on the fight? First fight. What's the first song?
Wasted.
What?
It's called Wasted.
Okay, Wasted. Love it. I know you guys don't see it, but I'm drinking a 40 Mickey's. We got Señor Teddy drinking a Grosh. And Big Joe's drinking a vodka and tonic. Oh, shit. Ooh, Uncle Jimmy. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, it's a Saturday night, ladies and gentlemen. I'm getting wasted right here. So is this the second song?
Yeah, this one's called East LA.
East LA, oof. It hits home.
We're there, basically.
Yeah, kind of borderline, outskirts.
Hello. I know I heard this before.
Yeah.
And so, how did you discover these guys?
Coworker?
Yeah, coworker told me about them. Watched their show. And the live shows were the best, man. It was crazy. Yeah.
You've seen them too, Aaron?
No, I was going to say, how many albums do they have?
They have four.
Oh, okay.
Is it their first one?
I believe this is their second one.
Okay.
The sad part is the lead singer and the guitarist guy. The guitarist was Steve Soto from The Adolescents.
Oh, cool.
And then the lead singer, it was Gabby from Cadillac Tramps. But they have Ephraim from Death by Stereo now as their lead singer.
Cool. Yeah, I really don't know too much punk.
So I'm looking in the back of this cover, and there's quite a few foos on here.
Yeah, there is.
How high are those socks?
All the way up. What do you think,
Oh,
Dodge?
Shit.
With the record, like the Menudo Incident, past the knees.
From my guess, if they have high socks and the bandanas are hanging low.
Yeah.
And the locs are fucking limo tinted.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Double limo.
Double limo.
Dude, they would always have a single the Miles show. Always off the hook.
Ooh.
Mac Hispanic one.
Fucking sick, probably.
When shows were around, oh, dude, they were crazy.
They have to close with Wasted.
I never seen so many fools in one band before. I can't believe it. Seven fools. They're almost like this Hispanic Slipknot right now. Without the mask.
They all have numbers from prison.
Yeah. Yeah. Cell numbers.
05, dog.
So have you ever seen them live?
Yeah, yeah. This is like one of those bands that once you stop counting after 10.
Oh, okay. See how much you love times.
Yeah, dude. For a while, they were like my escape band, you know. It's going through a hard time, so whenever I saw them play, I was like, oh, I know I'm going to have a fun time. Not think of something for about 2 hours, let's go.
Yeah, hell yeah. Orale, this What's is the one band you've seen the most? Mr. Britt Reeves,
who's in the big slam pit in the Maybe sky. Deftones.
Yeah.
This is a game we used Deftones to play. Is like that
the
now.
Name of this game is called
Harmonia.
Last count. Let's go.
I thought that was Cheech.
Yeah.
For a second. I was like, what? He's on this album too.
So what we got here? What song is this?
A 1-2 XM.
I went what?
1-2 XM.
Okay. Oh.
Language is a little colorful.
Yeah. It's all right. We're not in the cancel culture. It's all right. Okay. Yeah.
My ninja.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose my job like Jack Carano, guys. Right?
Hey, no Disney over here, dog.
Yeah.
No fucking, I'm not even going to say it. I almost fucked up.
It's rated R on this channel.
Don't get me started on these fuckers, all right? Hold me back.
Yeah. So how are the shows? I'm assuming a lot of Hispanic people.
Oh, yeah, man. A lot of, like, a lot of people dressing up like cholos just for the hell of it. Fun times, dude. Hits were fucking crazy.
Oh, I bet. The only cholo punk I've been to is, like, Suicidal. And that one's just, like... fucking ridiculous.
Big old beef heads, right?
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, sick old veterano dudes and shit coming in our low riders.
Yeah, same thing with this. Like, shows were just crazy.
And it just had that certain pit. They're just fucking...
Apples out.
You guys can't see, but like, I have my fist up. I'm holding those two beers and just like... I'm almost crip walking, but I'm in the pit.
There's always that one older guy that thinks he can take on everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Starting fights with everybody.
Yeah, he's usually wearing a wife beater or no shirt on.
There's always that one or two guys that who don't understand what the pit's all about.
Oh, how not.
They're just trying to start shit. Mm-hmm. Happens every time.
Literally, like...
Always one, at least one.
The last pit I was in, I'm literally playing air guitar during a solo, just going in circles, going with the flow. And this fucker, just like that guy, like, I have to prove a point in this pit. Don't fuck with me.
Yeah.
Just knocks me the fuck down. I'm like, I think I'm too old for pits now.
Were you able to get him back?
Nah, he was too big. I sized him up real quick. I'm like, nah, this ain't a good fight for me.
Where was this at?
San Diego.
Oh.
Yeah.
What show was this?
Gojira. Oh. Remember I told you that he even knocked down my glasses. I was like, yeah, I'm good. Oh. I don't want to lose my glasses. I lost glasses before, so.
What were you doing in a pit with glasses? Did you gotta take those off?
It's a rookie mistake. Yeah, it's a rookie mistake.
I guess I was fucking up too.
Was this your first concert? No.
Maybe that's why he checked me. Like, oh, this fucking rookie wearing glasses in the pit. He's probably never been in a pit before. Let me show him what's up.
I went to one show where I lost my glasses, and I didn't even lose them, dude. I gave them to somebody to hold, and she lost them. And I was the driver that night.
I remember one time. One thing that I did lose, it wasn't in the pit, but we were at the backyard show, and I had just bought some honey oil or hashish or something, and I dropped it. I'm like, dog, don't. And we sent a search party of homies, like, combing through the floor and shit.
Yeah.
And luckily, Alex found it. I remember that.
Yeah.
And I remember one time we were over here in the riverbed, and I don't know what the fuck we were doing, running from the cops or some shit, and then we went back the next morning. And we fucking looked for a sack because it fell out of somebody's pocket.
Oh, yeah. We found
it. Yeah, I fucking found that shit. That was like forensic Foo Files. We went back and searched for fucking evidence. They're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
The come up. We going to get high.
I can smell it.
Yeah.
Come this way.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, I used to live in Montebello. I used to find little dime bags all the time from my front yard.
Oh, really? Yeah. Why? Where was your front yard?
Across the street from Austin Elementary.
Oh, makes sense. Yeah. Those elementary kids dealing drugs all the time.
It was all skunky shit. It was probably their shit.
It's their parents' shit, huh?
It's the stuff you buy to try out first, you know, before you get to the good shit.
That's Szechuana. So what's it? What kind of band is this? Is it a four or five piece?
Told you seven fools, dog.
Yeah, seven fools? Yeah. Damn.
They used to have like three guys like rotating singing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Say so in the concerts, like there was always like the one background vocal, the main guy.
Oh.
And then like another guy would just, you know.
Damn, that's a lot of fools. Yeah. Because I knew it was Cholo Punks. I thought that was like their entourage, like the backup and whatnot. The guy that's holding the gun, the guy that's selling the drugs.
Do you know how these guys got together?
From what I understood, it was Gabby and Steve first started talking about doing a band.
And who are they?
Pinchy Battle.
Yeah, so Gabby's the guy from Cadillac Tramps. Steve, Steve is from Adolescence.
Okay, he plays guitar.
Yeah. And so they were talking about doing a band. Actually, the last song on this album is basically what they wanted to do, kind of like
together.
Yeah. Okay. But then they just turned it into like a cover band, like punk band. And so they all knew how to play punk songs.
I'm assuming that these are all just fools from the block, or homies from the city.
Yeah, from different bands and stuff.
Yeah. Sounds like what we kind of used to do back in the day. Homies kick it with other homies and then cross pollinates and shit.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you got a fucking manic menudo. What is it? manic Hispanic menudo.
Nah, but in ours was a blueberry kush pie or something. Fucking. Hey, our songs were based off the weed we smoked that day. So if we had AK-47, that was the name of the song that day.
I remember it was Purple Haze or something.
Gonchalina Jolie, you name it.
Yeah.
Gonchalina Jolie.
Yeah.
So what song is this one?
This one's Gossip.
Okay.
Spanish.
Yeah, I don't understand. No habla español for me. I don't speak Spanish. I'm gonna take that as a threat, Holmes. I don't know what you said.
Hey, put down the knife, man. Put down the knife.
I don't like the way you're looking at me right now, dog. You have to step back, fool.
You have a mask on. I don't know if you're smiling or grinning.
I was like, how do you not know how to speak Spanish? We're gonna liquor store.
They call me cheater at the liquor store.
Hey, we just talked about this on the work the other day.
Yeah.
We were talking about it's like, there's that, because obviously these guys are proud Slatanic Hispanics, but what the thing I trip out on is like, you can never be too Mexican enough for your family or the people around you, and you're never too American for other people. Like, so it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, where do I fall in?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of funny. I bought a red, white, and blue striped t-shirt because I'm like, fuck it, summer's gonna come, I want to rock that shit, right?
Yeah.
And one of my cousins was like, oh, you're a fucking Trump supporter. Yeah. I'm like, dude, it's American flag, we live here.
Yeah.
I'm supporting the home team right now.
It's funny.
I go, Trump's not even in office, dude, it's Biden now. Like, come on.
It right away, when you if there's that patriotic, you're all Republican.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all like, dude, I'm fuck, dude, I love America.
Yeah.
You know, I might not like who's in charge at the time or, you know, whatever, but I fucking love the country.
Yeah. Honestly.
Did you deport me to Mexico? I have no idea what the fuck's in Mexico.
Yeah.
I don't know where to go.
Yeah. Honestly, I just bought a flagpole recently. The guy's like, oh, you're going to buy an American flag? Or put a American flag. I was like, hey, I don't want anyone to get the wrong impression. I'm hanging a Dodger flag.
There you go. Dodgers are more wide accepted.
Mexican.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Dodgers are more accepted than the American flag.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get the World Series banner?
Huh?
Did you get the World Series banner?
No, I wanted to. It was a little too expensive for my blood, but I was like, yeah, if I'm going to rock a flag, it has to be Dodgers. All I'm going to be labeled as is an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or I might fuck you up in a parking lot.
So who's this right here?
Well, this is Manic Hispanic stuff, but they're just doing a little like skit before the next song.
Oh, I was wondering what will happen to the volume.
That was like a hidden track.
Nah.
Orale, Ralphie, what's up, home?
Oh yeah, what's up, home?
Orale, hey, where's Theo, man?
I don't know.
Oh, there he is. Hi, cabrón. Hey, what's up? Where's Chewy, man? Have you seen him?
That guy just smoked the whole lid, man.
What's the chick name? Rosa, the one with the big raccoon eyes on?
Ooh. McTweaking it.
Is she really going out with him?
Duh.
Yeah.
There you go. Sick. I like that.
Which one? What's this song?
This is New Rosa. It's a cover of the dance.
Oh, okay.
He's not about that life, Teddy.
Nah. So, Joe, when are you going to start your 80s band? 80s cover band.
Pretty soon.
Yeah.
I can't say too much information on that, but...
It's going to be some cholo goth?
It's going to be some cholo goth mixed with some satanic Hispanic.
And some Depeche Mode?
And some Morrissey.
Oh, shit. I don't know if I want to cut my, slit my wrist or fucking go on a fucking drive-by.
You're going to want to slit your wrist and do a bump at the same time.
Oh, damn.
That's sick. You're going to want to be Jazzer Glock.
Yeah, I'm down for that. Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. Another war final. Gotta go. What, Senior Teddy? Let's do this shit. Oh, yeah. That guacamole green is getting to me.
It could be a mix of the guac and the 40.
And it's green, too. Yeah, the Mickey's. Yeah.
I can see your cross. Your eyes got glazed. Pretty oh,
yeah. It's my first beer of the day.
Glazed. I got a new rose. I gotta get this off. I'm sure the crowd fucking got lit as fuck when this.
Oh, yeah. But,
is this the closer?
No, actually, they play this one about like a third in.
Oh, okay.
Oh, this one's Mexican Society. This one gets crazy too.
Mexican Society?
Yeah.
Mexican.
Ready to see the pig going.
There's just those bands that like they bring it alive.
Oh hell yeah.
Like, and I've seen some too where I'm just like, this is bullshit, like too. I don't know if you guys ever been to those kind, like where they just didn't cut it live.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, what besides Misfits, because they're pretty like on point. But what's like a raw punk band you've ever seen, Joe?
Well, I never really got too much into punk. Like, I think as far as I went on that side of the spectrum, I was more into, like, grindcore, yeah. So I would say that was, like, my most punkish. But I didn't really go to punk shows. I listened to it more, like, on records and CDs and shit.
Yeah, like an underground. What are you telling?
Underground, yeah.
The craziest show I ever been to was the Smut Peddlers.
Oh! So they're, yeah.
They talk about bodies flying everywhere.
Yeah, I heard.
It fucking got crazy, dude. And then every guy in that fucking pit looked like they bench pressed 400 pounds.
Oh, shit.
It was hard hitting.
Yeah, I heard that those pits are fucking ridiculous. Yeah.
There was a couple of swastikas in there, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's scary. It was scary shit, but it was fun.
You mean Trumpers? There's more Trumpers in there?
Hey, dude, I saw 45s, but like I said, I saw a lot of swastikas.
I saw 45s.
Yeah, that's a San Pedro punk band, yeah? Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I heard about from the homie about that. Well, so where did they play? Like bars or how underground are they?
But Mac Hispanic or
no, the Smut Peddlers.
Smut Peddlers, yeah, they're mostly bars. I've seen them at the observatory. I think that's probably the biggest place I've ever seen them play.
Okay.
Do you know how much that venue holds? I was just curious. Does anybody know?
No,
I don't remember.
Small.
It's like
no.
500. Something.
I don't know. I never been. I went there a long time ago. I don't remember really too much. For me, it was probably, I would say a big but small is GBH.
Oh, okay. GBH, yeah.
I saw them like in Hollywood, that venue right off the 101. You make a left and it's like right there. I forget what it's called. But small venue. Very small.
In Hollywood?
Yeah, on the left-hand side.
Off of Sunset or Hollywood?
Oh, Hollywood.
Hollywood. Oh, the Knitting Factory? Or no. The Viper Room?
No, then Sunset then.
Troubadour?
Maybe the Troubadour.
Okay. But Troubadour...
On the left-hand side.
Troubadour is off of... It's not off Sunset, I don't think.
Oh, I don't know. No. It's like right when you exit the freeway off the 101. On the left-hand side. Old venue.
The Fonda?
Fonda. Yeah. That's what it was.
Because it's either the... the Palladium?
No, no.
But then there's the Fonda. Fonda.
It's right, yeah, before the Palladium. Yeah, the Fonda.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Fonda's a cool place.
Oh, fuck yeah. I, no joke, at that show, I found $80 in a Nextel fucking cell phone. This was like back when fucking chirping was cool.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like, I think it was 08.
Did you just find a burner phone?
Yeah, yeah. I think so.
And the sack that he was on his way to deliver?
Yeah, that fool was on the sick one. Money. Yeah.
The $80 in change.
Yeah. So I got $100. Yeah. Fuck yeah, I got $80 for you, right? You just found the burner phone, the change, and the fucking sack.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't find the sack. I found the shoe, though.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe that the sack was in.
Yeah. Fucking A. I think that's side it for this run. Side.
Yeah.
And we're going to come back real hard with the second side in a moment.
So, side B. Two sides on this one?
Yeah.
All right. Man. So what song is this one?
Jet Muchacho.
What?
Jet Muchacho.
Okay. Ay, ay, ay.
Ay, 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 ay. So, Aaron, when are you going to start taking Spanish lessons?
Never.
Fucking Trumper.
Hey, don't say that, man. I'm going to get death threats now.
Aaron said he's going to get a 45 tattoo before he can learn Spanish.
Yeah. Shit, I'll get a swastika tattoo before I learn Spanish.
He's like 45 or die.
Yeah.
I'll learn.
Hey, you're telling me and you're like, I'm going to get a swastika tattoo before I die, learn Spanish.
But his swastika is going to be reversed, so it's good luck.
Yeah,
it's
exactly. Yeah.
Not the Nazi one.
He's Buddhist all of a sudden. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. When the United States comes to an end and I have to move to Mexico, then, yeah, that's when I'll learn Spanish. Rosetta Stone, hit me up, and then.
Hey, if your girl told you, hey, we got to move to the ranch, are you going?
It depends on what the situation is.
Damn.
Ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay.
Just do what I do, man. Just nod and smile.
Yeah,
okay,
I do.
Okay, see?
At point. Yeah.
Gracias.
I can get around.
It's gonna be like, how's your day today, sir?
Okay.
See?
Bueno.
Bueno. There you go.
Más bueno.
I used to go out with this one girl who parents spoke nothing but Spanish.
Uh-huh.
I went out a couple of times and whatever, just sit there and wait for her. Her mom would try to be talking to me. I would just smile and nod, like, oh,
yeah, 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 yeah.
Was this before you learned Spanish?
Yeah. So I was like, oh, see, okay.
Oh, so you know Spanish now?
No. I pick up little stuff here and there, yeah, but it's not like.
For me, at the Lakers, I was, yeah. Ay, ay,
ay. I mean, when people talk to me, I know what they're saying.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to make a sentence in English, let alone Spanish. So yeah. I'll just answer people in English.
Yeah. And they understand too.
Yeah.
Just like us, they I understand more than I can speak. And then like, ay, ay, ay.
Ay, 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 ay. I wish I was more fluent because I could understand to a good portion, but it's just like those certain words where I'm like, I can't formulate how I can. English is so easy for me.
Ay, ay, ay.
Ay, ay, ay. Do you imagine there's people who learn like four or five languages and, and we're struggling with two? It's like, bitch, I don't even know English right.
I'm struggling with that one.
Yeah, I'm still struggling with fucking
English. There's this fucker at the lunch truck. He's from across the street from the other company, and he's always bragging. He's like, yeah, I think I'm going to learn German this week. He's like, yeah, I already know like four different languages. I'm like, shut the... He's trying to talk to a girl. I'm like, okay, like she gives a fuck. She just wants that dick and shit.
Yeah.
Like,
does your dick speak four different languages?
Does it spit in four different ways? No, it doesn't.
His dick's four different colors.
Yeah. Ay, ay, ay.
Ay, ay, ay. I was like, is it anodized?
Yeah.
I'm on that pin mindset.
Oh, no. That's probably called gonorrhea right there.
And that's actually the name of this next song.
Yeah?
Nah.
Called guacamole.
Hey, this vinyl's now gonorrhea green. Yeah. Like guacamole green.
Hey, what color is your cum?
Yeah.
Guacamole green.
Nice. This guy must eat a lot of avocados.
You guys have problems. Too much spinach.
Hey, girl, I know you're used to the sour cream, but you got wok today.
Oh, yeah, it's cool. I'll take it.
All right, this one's called I Got It Right.
I Got It Right. Summertime, yeah.
So yeah, man, you guys should check out some of the like live shows, like their clips that they have on YouTube.
So they're still doing shows, obviously, except of just not the original members.
Yeah, the original lead singers passed. When they had a tribute show for him, I went to that one. That one was fun, but kind of sad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're like, oh man, this guy's never gonna be here again.
Yeah.
Like, it's different now.
Yeah, I go to like it's called the Dime Bash.
Yeah, the Dime Bash.
Yeah, and that one's.
For a second, I thought you were gonna say Dine and Dash.
Yeah, nah. That but was younger. Like,
yeah, this is when you were listening to punk records too, guys. Hey, what was the thing we used to do in high school? The cart jacking?
Oh, yeah.
Going to the grocery store, just load up the cart and just walk out. So you do cart jacking, beer runs, and dine and dash.
I've done a dine and dash a couple times.
Dude, I remember there was this one guy in high school. I wasn't part of this group, but I knew who he was. I don't even know the fuck his name is now. But I heard a story of a group of them going out to Denny's to dine and dash. And what does this idiot do? They all fucking grub. They leave. He fucking leaves his wallet behind.
Oh, what a stupid ass motherfucker.
Talk about rookie shit. It's like, dog, you done fucked up. You fucked yourself up.
Stupid. So did you have to pay for that?
I'm pretty sure he had it because they called the cops and then they had
it. No, I'm just saying you did because you're like, I had that friend.
No. I didn't know. I didn't have to pay for the shit. Yeah. You know, honestly, I'm going to be very truthful. I never done it, but it was to that point where I had gotten so pissed because the service was so bad. I felt like just getting up, walking out, and leaving. I was like, dude, these motherfuckers are taking half an hour to bring me my bill. I'm just going to fucking walk. It was something ridiculous, like service was so bad type shit. Like, I would never want to do that because it's like those people work hard. And, you know, you're fucking them over or whatever. You know, when you're a kid, you don't know you do stupid shit. But I'm saying, like, now as an adult, like, if I was to do that, it's like, nah, it's like, it's not cool. But, like, dude, if the service was so shit, you know,
I don't know.
I'm just ranting now.
No, I get you.
Fuck these fucks.
So you never done anything like a beer run or
that? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Dog, you're talking to me? Come on. You know how much shit I jacked from Costco?
Yeah, but you got caught.
Once. Think about all the times they didn't catch me.
Yeah. All those South Park seasons
they
got.
They caught me, and I got hired later on as an adult. So fuck you.
I guess you won that battle.
The same Target, too.
The same Costco. All right. I was notorious as jacking Costco, Kmart. Stupid shit, too, like CDs and stupid bullshit. Like, I don't even remember.
Yeah, that was like when they actually had the CDs displayed in a stupid-ass container.
Yeah.
Like cardboard.
I was on a tear. I was a delinquent hoodlum. Do I regret it?
Not really.
But I look back, I'm like, damn, I was fucking doing some stupid shit.
Have you ever got caught stealing Teddy?
No, I was afraid to. I was a fat kid.
Oh, okay.
So I knew I couldn't run for shit. Yeah, I was like...
Hey, you do have to run in case of emergencies.
Or be slick.
Yeah.
I wasn't slick either. Like I said, I was a kid. I was a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Yeah, I got caught too. And it's kind of embarrassing because they're like, they actually, well, obviously search me and they're like, you have $250. You don't need it still. I'm like, well, that's why I'm trying to save that $250.
See, you see how I have $250?
Yeah.
It's because I'm stealing, bitch.
Yeah.
Hello.
I remember one time my ex fucking, we went to Disneyland. She said, oh, I'm gonna rob the shit out of it. I'm like, don't do it. There's fucking cameras there. People watch. She jacked so much shit. She was so slick. We added up the total. It was over like $400 and something that she sold.
Damn.
Yeah.
What chick is this? Do I know her?
Yeah, you do. It's my ex.
She said his ex.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
funny. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that one.
Yeah, it was before we had kids, so it was like we were younger or whatever. But she had, like, stole shit for like presents and everything for people.
Oh,
I was like, fuck yeah, she's sick, saved us money that day. $470.
Damn.
Yeah.
Six skunk on the run.
Fuck yeah.
Hey, you can't take these East LA bitches to fucking Disneyland. They're causing a tear.
Hey, that girl looks suspicious. Oh, wait, she's white. Oh, no, don't bother her. She's not stealing shit.
She's red.
Yeah.
Nah, leave her
alone. Gingers have money. Don't leave her alone.
Pull the one over with the Sharpie eyebrows.
Yeah, I know. That bitch but is a little more suspicious.
But if it was you doing it,
oh, yeah. You would have got caught right away.
He's a caramel macchiato. I don't know what he's thinking. He's crossbred.
He's on the rocks, kind of the skin tone.
Oh, hey, hey, get this dirty half-breed out of here.
It's almost like when they have that color shades, it's like suspicious, not suspicious. Oh, that guy's too light-colored, you know.
Hey, dude, one time I went to Disneyland when I was a kid, and this was my teen years. I had a Ramon shirt that said, "Hey ho, let's go." And they were trying to tell me I couldn't wear that shirt because it had the word ho. But I'm all, dude, it's the same ho that they sing in Hi Ho.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are fucking dicks. like the first at the gate, you're being a dick. Like, I just want to go into Disneyland, ride my ride.
Yeah. Did you have an annual pass?
No.
You're a kid.
Yeah, I was like 18, 19.
Oh.
I paid for that ticket. I'm like, come on, it's a Ramon shirt. Just say hey ho. Not like, you know.
Hi ho, hi ho, we go.
Yeah.
It's literally the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same ho.
It's the same shit.
It's that type of ho, not the booty shaking ho, you know?
Hey, is this like a total ballot right there?
Yeah.
Damn. I'll be there before the
next teardrop fall. This is the Mexican anthem.
This is Freddie Fender.
Freddie Fender?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, you actually brought in a friend, Freddie Fender, to check out.
I did actually bring a Freddie Fender to check out.
Ay,
ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay.
Give me someone I can trust.
This is when in the concert where all the highness are making out with their old men.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Damn.
Grabbing dicks and shit.
The teardrop falls.
I'm about to learn this one. I have all the rukas on me.
Oh, yeah. Oh shit! Aye.
That was a rookie gainer right now.
That's a good record, Teddy. Thanks for bringing this down and you showed us some new shit. It's good. It's good.
Teardrop falls.
You noticed our lack of punk and cholos on the warm vinyl session, so you came through for us on this one.
Yeah, I was listening. I'm like, it's all heavy metal and jazz fusion.
And rap.
I was like, I don't even think these guys live in East LA or Montebello.
Hey, I got a Suicidal. I can't bring in a fucking Suicidal fucking album.
Yeah, that's the one everybody has. Like, your grandma probably gave you that one.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Your grandma. Yeah.
She bought it for your Christmas, I got like a pretty underground punk album. I got some Rudimentary Penine. Yeah.
I wanted to play before the end of the year. There's this band from Norway. They're called Virus. So I was like, we can end it with the Virus. Yeah, but actually, well, I'll save that story for whenever I play that record, but maybe next time.
You can say when the virus is over, like when we can finally, like when everything goes back to normal.
If.
Yeah, if.
Hey, you know they keep saying that, but this is the new normal.
Yeah. The two mask normal.
I don't even want to look at you guys because we're not even 6 feet apart right now.
Shh, don't say that.
It's more like social circling.
I've been more afraid here than I have in prison.
It's the cave dwellers.
I'm in the cave with two guys.
Didn't your mom ever tell you not to go into cave with strange men?
Oh, my mom wanted to get rid of me. She's like, if they invite you, go.
Just go.
It's probably the only time you're going to get lucky, son.
Just go be home.
So this is the last song we went.
Yeah, this next one's called Poem.
Okay.
It's basically what they wanted. They started a band. They wanted it's kind of like an oldies, like twist to it.
Okay.
It's kind of what they wanted to do, but they ended up going the punk cover route.
Okay. So this is
Hold On. No. Sorry, my bad. This is Manic Hispanic, and then the one after it's Poem.
Alright.
There goes a homie on a piss break.
Yeah.
He's out of here.
He's digging a hole to poop in.
That's the reality of living out in the desert and the ranches. The hole.
And the cool thing is, like, the cave is 60 degrees all year round, right?
True. I mean, this one is sometimes, I don't know, it gets kind of fucked up in the summer. We're not deep enough underground yet. Soon though, we're gonna excavate further down the tunnel.
You might get those demon vampire things in the movie The Cave, remember? The horror movie?
Oh, shit. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
We're fucked.
I just dress up like a cholo. That was like...
Hey, what's up, bro?
What's up?
Joe dressed up as a cholo, but he was a goth cholo.
Yeah.
You're the guy from Prayers?
Yeah.
Oh, that was actually my inspiration. And they're like, who are you?
Don't worry about it.
What is his name? Leo?
I don't even know.
It's like Raphael backwards, right?
Is it?
Something like that.
I didn't even know that. He's on some Da Vinci shit, but he's a fool. All I know about him is that fool sings for the and plays in the band, and that he's with Kat Von D. That's it.
Yeah.
Who?
The singer from that cholo goth band Prayers.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's tapping.
He's out of San Diego, right? The gang.
Yeah.
He's married to Kat Von D, or?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, they got married? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know.
They have a kid, too.
Damn, son.
So you could go hood to Kat Von D.
The thing I don't get is fucking Travis Barker and Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah, they're together right now?
Yeah, that shit don't make sense.
Actually, it does.
For him, I guess, maybe, but not for her.
Why? She just wants that bad boy.
Yeah, but he ain't, you know what?
Maybe she's
dark colored.
Hey, people.
Maybe she was into the Aquabats as a kid.
He was in the Aquabats?
He was the drummer for the Aquabats at one time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What the fuck, when?
Yeah. Huh? Before Blink 182?
Damn.
Yeah.
Holy guacamole, we got chips. Damn. That's
probably,
crazy.
Probably puts on the belt to bang her.
Damn, that's crazy. Probably puts like the raccoon fucking...
the mask.
Yeah, the mask. That's nuts. She probably puts that on for her kids and she's like, oh, who's that fucking sexy vato right there?
Drumming away in the back.
Yeah. That vegan ass motherfucker.
Bitch ass. Oh. I was going to say something. Parasite?
Bitch ass parasite.
This is your favorite song, huh?
Puro tortillas, frijoles, carne asada. I prefer a torta more. The bigger the torta, the more I'm gonna do.
Puros bolillos.
Yeah.
Guacamole.
Yeah, we got chips.
We got that crumbly cheese, fool. It smells like a foot, but it tastes good.
Oh, yeah.
Some jamon.
We got some mayonnaise we've been left out.
Oh, damn.
To put on your elote.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, give me that fried mayo. Oh. Fucking.
And then he sprinkles that tajin.
I just heard that was a thing in the Mexican culture. Fried mayo tortilla.
Really?
Yeah. With some lemon if you're lucky.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I saw some weird shit when I was going out with this chick. She's just like, oh, yeah, I put sour cream in my soup. I'm like, huh?
What?
What is it?
What? Does she want to take a shit all day long?
I don't know. Was her name Erin?
No, that's ice cream. That's sour cream. Yeah. I don't know what
they do. It's not lentil soup, but what's that other, the stringy one? Scary,
huh? Top ramen?
No, fool.
We're talking about
Mexican, not soup.
Oh.
Spaghetti. This guy's spaghetti soup.
Chef Boyardee.
Yeah.
This fool's on some Chef Boyardee shit right now.
Okay.
Fuck, it's on the tip of my tongue.
I know.
Fideo.
Yeah, Fideo.
Fideo. And she put sour cream on. I'm like, why?
It's scary, no?
Yeah, it was. I ran out quick.
Yeah. Because I had to take a shit.
I'm like, I got to go home.
I'm kidding at the block.
You could have been with her right now and her four kids.
My uncle, I said, no. No, no. All of a sudden,
these four battles. No wonder why it's been tweaking it over there, fucking going in and out the gate. Get in the gate. And smile. Build that wall. Rip down that. I heard about these things before.
Oh, shit.
It's a drive-by smile.
Oh, shit, Holmes.
So me and Michael must retaliate right away because we're not chickens.
No.
And we smile back. I do believe that Sunday there was 8 happy vatos in the barrio. Just for a minute.
Just in the black.
And I think to myself.
What?
Orale.
Oh, shit. Orale.
Makes me want to cry. But I won't cry.
Yeah.
Because I'm brown and down.
Oh. Laugh now, but cry later. Think,
isn't it all bizarre?
He even sick talks like a fucking vato.
Yeah.
Because he is one, dog.
He was one.
Yeah, he was one?
Yeah.
Vato loco. Shout out to the Slatanic Hispanics out there. So that was Manic Hispanic, the album. The Menudo incident. How about that? How'd you like that one, Big Dog?
It was good. I feel like shanking someone and doing a drive-by right now.
Was it what you expected?
Yeah, it was good. It was pretty much exactly what I expected. Some cholo punk. Some punk beats with some cholo talk.
Cool.
Give me that cholo water now.
All right, Teddy, thank you for coming in and bringing this record. Any last words for the listeners out there?
You know, I just want to thank you guys for having me on.
Oh, yeah.
Listeners, be safe out there. There's Corona still going, and there's some dirty ladies out there.
We're starting this band, COVIDity. Yeah, I don't know if it's a good idea. It's a work in progress.
Yeah, we might get banned, but, you know, at least at our shows, we're not going to require a vaccination nor a fucking...
face mask.
Face... No, no. The shot. Yeah, you don't need to get the shot. You don't need to get a test before you come in.
I got my fake card already.
Oh,
so yeah.
Yeah. It's that black market card.
Got the black market card.
Let's go. All right, guys. Have a good one. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you next time on Cave Dwellers edition of Warp Vinyl.
Go ahead. Follow us on cavedwellers.podcast on Instagram. Like Joe said, thank you guys for listening. We out.